Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and welcome to the latest edition of our newscast.
Yeah, Martin Malone from Expedition Limitless.
Before we dive into everything else, we've talked about Expedition Limitless before, but if anyone has never heard of Expedition Limitless or is like, what's that? Can you give me a little explainer on what it is?
Yes, Expedition Limitless is an initiative that was set up back in 2022, or at least the initial concept. And the idea was to bring people on incredible expeditions around the world, people that wouldn't ordinarily even think they were capable of doing it. And through Expedition Limitless, give them all the training and support that they need. And at the same time, we use that team and use that structure to raise large amounts of money for local Isle of Man charities. So it's doing two really good things. It's taking people on incredible adventures to teach them what resilience is really about. And it's also given us this kind of mechanism to raise a large amount of money for Isle of Man charities, and it's a very special sort of initiative in that respect.
And so the next sort of big expedition we're looking towards is next year, and we're talking about some events today that are raising money, like you say, to go towards that. But what's the next big expedition that you're working towards then?
So the next big expedition is the end of March, beginning of April next year, and we're taking a team of 14 people to the Arctic to do an 8-day unsupported trek across the Kungsleden route, which is right up the top end of Sweden. They could be looking at temperatures as low as 35 degrees. All of the kit, food, everything they need for 8 days will be carried with them, pulled on porks. It's an incredible adventure in one of the most beautiful parts of the world, but also incredibly hostile. And all the team members are all looking forward to it. A little bit scared, but looking forward to it.
A little bit scared. And that makes sense. It's freezing, wasn't it? So the next sort of fundraiser towards that is coming up pretty soon. It's coming up in August. Can you tell me a little bit about what's coming up?
Yeah, I certainly can. Because we have so many people involved, it gives us a great platform to raise a lot of money very quickly. And the team members individually have to raise £5,000 each towards our overall fundraising target of £200,000 to support Rebecca House and the Children's Centre. We're supporting two charities. But we also have team events, and those team fundraisers are the big fundraisers that help us to get to our final total. The next one, the first one in our series this year, is our Tea Fest, which is following on from last year's very successful T-Rex event that we ran on Douglas Prom, where we had 500 plus T-Rexes racing down Douglas Prom. It was an absolute spectacle. Mm-hmm. We had people in Marks and Spencers behind the bar and pub serving pints, all dressed in T-Rex outfits. Great exposure for Manx Mencap, who we supported last year, and we raised £12,000. Incredible event. So we wanted to replicate that this year, and we decided to bring it to Peel, to the west of the island, and we're going to run it around the streets in Peel. And it's been incredible because we've had the support, we've had great support from local businesses in Peel. Everybody's behind it. There's businesses like, for example, the Creek are putting on a dino burger on the day, and Davidson's Ice Cream want to get involved. There's a load of support we're seeing coming in from local businesses, which we're really grateful for. And everybody's very welcoming of the event coming to Peel. But it's going to be a whole day. It's going to be a tea fest. We're going to have music playing. We're going to have the Isle of Man Wheelie Championships for kids on bikes. So never been done before. And we're just going to make it a really fun day, for family fun day. And we're going to have probably 700, 800 T-Rexes racing around the streets of Peel, which is just going to be incredible. And it's on the 30th of August, starting at 12 o'clock, right through till 7 p.m. It's going to be an action-packed, really funny day.
I'm laughing as you're talking about it because I'm just envisioning last year that the image of them all running along the prom was... Yeah, it was something, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And so I was going to ask you how big you sort of envisioned it getting, but you're expecting about 700, 800 people taking part then. So you're already having a lot of interest, like, way ahead of the event.
Yeah, the applications are flying in already. We've opened applications, and it's really easy. Just go onto the Expedition Limitless Facebook page, and you'll find there's two or three links in there now where you can enter. It's £40 to enter if you don't have a T-Rex suit, and we give you a suit. And it's £20 if you have your suit from last year and you want to enter again. So we're ordering about another 550 suits, plus people who are entering again with their own suit. We could even exceed 700-800 if we get a lot of people coming back to race again. And we're inviting kids to come along, and they're free to enter. They can wear whatever they want and just come and have some fun as well.
Amazing. And you mentioned obviously the two charities that you're raising that significant amount, £200,000 is what the aim is, for the Children's Centre and Rebecca House Children's Hospice. Why those two nominated charities? Why did they jump out to you?
Well, they're two very special charities on the Isle of Man. And, you know, we know there's so many charities looking for money on the Isle of Man. But these two, and they're all important, but we chose two children's charities this time because they provide a really, really crucial service to the Isle of Man in different ways. And they actually work together as well as two charities. You know, children, we often heard of saying children are our future and we need to look after our children. And some of our children on the Isle of Man in such an affluent community that we have here are struggling, or they have family issues or whatever it might be. Or indeed, from a Rebecca House perspective, we have children with life-limiting or life-changing conditions, and they need round-the-clock support, help for the parents. These are two really, really good charities, and most of the running costs for both of these charities, in fact, for the Children's Centre, it's all of the running costs, has to come from charitable donations. So anything that we can do to help and support them to deliver the services that they do deliver is so, so important. And that was sort of the main reason we chose them, because of the incredible services they offer to the Isle of Man.
Spot on. And you know, you were mentioning, like, we were talking there about T-Fest, but that's just one of a series of fundraisers they've got coming up. And you've got quite a big challenge coming up. Do you want me to tell me a bit about that as well?
Yeah, I certainly do. Every year, when we run one of these expeditions, I do a personal challenge. The first year, I swam across all the bays of the Isle of Man. Last year, I built a canoe and canoed it around Murrock Park for 24 hours and thought, I need to raise a bar this year. So I decided to swim for 24 hours. Great idea at the time, but I've said it now, I have to do it.
Yeah.
So on the 30th of August, as we said, is a T-Rex event. The following weekend, on the 6th and 7th of September, I'll be at St Andrew's Lakes in Rochester, Kent, and I'll be swimming for 24 hours continuously, only stopping every hour to eat and drink. I'll be staying in the water for 24 hours, and I'm trying to raise £50,000. And it's one of our key fundraisers. And I've been blown away by the support, all the sponsors that have stepped in. Zog's a big swimming brand, Loganair, Steam Packet, Bike Style on the Isle of Man. All of the help and support I've had has just been mind-blowing to help me to train, to get there and to actually do the event. And of course, St Andrew's Lakes, who are allowing me to use their lake on the day. And the amount of support that they've given me as well is just been mind-blowing. So it's an exciting event. I'm looking forward to it. It's taken up a huge amount of my time, and if you look out your window, you'll see me swimming across Douglas Bay.
Oh, really? Is that what you've been training like?
Yeah, I've been training in the sea around the island and in the NSC, and putting in huge mileage to condition my body. But I'm excited because it's a big ticket event. We're hoping that it'll capture people's attention. We're going to have a guess the distance competition, which will come out online soon, so you can actually guess how far I'll swim in 24 hours. And you could win a 2,500 mountain bike, a Zog swimming bundle, a weekend at the St Andrews Lake. So we have to agree the prizes, but that's coming out in about a month.
Amazing.
And we're hoping that loads of people will get behind that and donate a fiver. And the important thing with the big swim and that guess the distance competition is the Zed Zurich Foundation are doubling all the money that I raise, which is just incredible. So if I get to my 25 grand target, they double it to 50 grand, which is where we got the 50 grand from. So if people could support me, it's all on the expedition pages as well. Just stick a fiver in, it becomes a tenner. Anything that you can afford really will help us to raise that 200,000 towards these two amazing charities. We're so grateful.
Amazing. How do you even go into training for a 24-hour swimathon?
Ooh, good question. I've done endurance events my whole life, so I had to do a lot of planning and preparation in terms of the physical side of it, mental side, but also nutrition, which is super, super important. And it's taken about 6 months of planning, careful planning. And the reason, people ask me, why are you doing it in St Andrews Lakes in Kent? Well, there's a number of reasons. It's a certified swimming lake. The water is about one grade below drinking water. It's warm, so the temperature of the lake when I'm swimming will be about 20 degrees, and they've got a whole safety crew there. So I chose it, and a friend of mine owns the lake as well, so I've been quite grateful to Andrew for allowing me to use the lake. But it's really about my own personal safety, warmer water, having lifeguards there the whole way through the 24 hours, and that whole support network to make sure that my own health and safety is looked after as well.
What's the method going to be there? Like, do you go sort of full throttle out the gate, or are you staying at a very steady speed the whole time? Are you doing a breaststroke? Are you doing a front crawl? Like, what? Or do you keep alternating? I'm fascinated about how this logistically will work.
Yeah, well, the plan is to do front crawl all the way, which is what I've been training. I'm up to 20 kilometres in my training swims. They'll get a bit longer over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But it will be front crawl all the way. I won't say what speed I'm planning to swim at, because that might give people a clue about how far I'm going to swim for guess the distance.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But,
yeah. No spoilers.
But it'll be somewhere around 3 kilometres per hour I'll be swimming, which is a relatively slow pace, and just keep just... It's like if you were doing the parish walk, you wouldn't walk at your sprint pace. You'd be walking at a pace that will get you around. And it's the same with swimming. I'll be swimming at a slow pace just to allow me to continue for the 24 hours with those hourly breaks to refuel.
God, good luck to you.
And
then you've also got, you'll have a couple more fundraisers coming up as well in the lead up to this huge expedition next year as well. But they're yet to be announced. But can you give us a little teaser of what they'll be?
Yeah, we're having a black tie event, and we're having an incredible guest speaker lined up for that. We've just got all this confirmed. So that's going to be later in the year, around about November time. And then early next year, we're having the island's first conference of human performance, where we'll be bringing experts in their field across to the island to do a full day event at the Comus. It'll be a CPD event where we'll be talking about all different aspects of human performance. That's we're excited about that. This should be a pretty incredible event. And we'll be reaching out to corporates to support the Black Tie event, to support that event. Being that it's a CPD event, a lot of corporates might be interested in it. And even for the T-Rex event, so currently we don't have a sponsor for the T-Rex event. So if any businesses out there would like to get involved in one of the most epic events that you'll ever see on the Isle of Man, we'd love to hear from you. Just get in contact with us through the Expedition Limitless Facebook page, because if we get a sponsor to help us with the purchase of the suits, for example, it means we raise significantly more money for the two charities. And the Zed Zurich Foundation have kindly stepped in again to, they will double match all entries up to 10,000. So for the first 10,000 of entry fees we get, they're going to double it. And if we get a corporate sponsor, that massively increases the impact that we can have and the amount of money that we can raise. If you just look at the spectacle last year on Douglas Prom, any sponsor that wants to get really good coverage on one day, well, get involved in the T-Rex event.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.